thing.
You're not going to tell us one of those goddamn dad jokes, are you?
No, no, no.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
So anyway, she was doing some arts and crafts stuff, and she asked me if I could go grab her chapstick, and I accidentally handed her a glue stick. She still isn't talking to me.
Oh, God damn it. I swear to God. No. God damn it.
Hey, welcome back to the Playing Through Golf podcast. So interesting. It's still cold as shit here. We had some snow the other day, but Chris, he got to go to South Carolina and got a real life round of golf in on turf.
Oh, well, turf is a loose term.
Conditions were poor.
It wasn't the greatest. I mean, it's not the growing season for them yet. I mean, they just got done with rain and a bunch of cold weather, and it's still pretty chilly. So, but you know, there are certain areas of the one of the guys I was playing in with, he was kind of pitching a fit. So, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, but you got to go real live cuts on a golf course. So we're not.
Oh
we're not,
God,
the sympathy is not going to happen today.
No, yep, not at all. Absolutely zero. Absolutely not. And then I took my nephew out to the driving range, so I got even more hits in. So it was awesome.
Nice. Nice. Well, so give us the state of the game.
So the state of the game is, it's like, I think I told you last night, everything's about, I mean, driver's 50-50. So I hit some, I had one bomb that actually surprised me yesterday. And then, you know, just, you know, the usual little pulls to the left, you know, never did hit a ground scorcher. So I got them all up in the air. So that was good. Iron play is, you know, just, it was trying to get adjusted to the turf more than anything, but the ones that I did catch, they felt good. They felt really good. And the wedges are always there. So I didn't feel too bad about that. And the putting was real shaky. So, but,
you walked it, right?
Yeah. I walked 18 holes and I felt nice. Every bit of it this morning. Nice. So I was a little bit sore.
How close to the coast?
I got a birdie in. So we're in Somerville. Which is just a little bit to the north of northwest of Charleston.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're
far enough south. You would have been Bermuda grass, right? With an overseeded drive.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And so, you know, so you're close enough to the coast that you can actually see all the signs here in Somerville that are evacuation points in case the water kind of starts creeping in. So,
okay.
You know, but it's nice little setup, all water everywhere, water to your right to your left. They even had signs for alligators, which, you know, it's a little bit just unnerving.
Yeah, that's comforting.
Yeah, that's unnerving. You know, luckily it was cool enough that I figured they weren't coming out anytime soon. So, but it was good. It was good to play. It just was good to play. I think I ended up with like 93, and I, you know, and even then I didn't care. I really didn't care.
And you earned every stroke of it.
I earned every bit of it. And like I said, I was feeling it at the end. So, but they teamed me up with a couple of characters and it was a lot of fun and got to know a couple people there. So I'm going to try tomorrow. We'll see. It's going to warm up here. So the courses fill up fast. So I'm just going to kind of go over there in the morning and tell them, put me on standby. If they need a fourth, then I'll jump in. If I get in, I get in. If I don't, I'm not worried about it. I'm just enjoying vacation right now.
Oh yeah. You spring break, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Must be nice.
What'd you say, Jacob?
No offense, but can an alligator take you in under the water?
I would, you know, it would be, it just depends. I mean, most of these ones here, and you know, the ones that are here, they're only about 4 feet. So they ain't taking me anywhere. They might take an arm with them, but that's about it.
I'd be in trouble.
Yeah, yes. they would.
Oh, yeah, you'd be an appetizer.
Ass. Yeah, yeah, they'd be dragging your ass all over the place.
It's going to take a full-fledged, you know, saltwater crocodile to get me. I'm just saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, but they do have bears in the area too. So.
Oh, I would rather face
I'm bigger than all of you.
In height.
That's true. But I don't know. I just feel like a 4 foot alligator might take you. You don't think so?
Oh, you fight dirty.
No, I'm talking to Travis. I think a 4 foot alligator is gonna get him.
Oh yeah!
Oh hell no!
Yeah. Travis will be the first one in the movie to go.
Yep.
He's the first one to go.
He's the red shirt on the Star Trek.
Yeah.
I'd go at all Adam Sandler on that fucker.
give him the people's elbow.
Yep.
Who's his caddy that loses, or not his caddy, but his coach that lost his hand?
Chubbs.
There we go. Chubbs. That's what I was trying to. I was going to send you that the other day when you showed me the alligator sign.
Oh yeah.
Hey, so we kind of missed out on talking about the Arnold Palmer Invitational, but I do want to talk about it just briefly. You guys know who won that? First time winner.
It's the first time, man.
Kurt Kitayama.
Oh yeah, and Kurt Kitayama.
So his career earnings are about $4 million up until that Sunday, where he finished even, or he shot even on round four, finished 9 under, one ahead of Rory and Harris English, and he won $3.6 million. Jeez. So he basically doubled his career earnings.
Yeah.
Like and secured his spot for the next 2 years, you know, his tour card, because he's played all over the place. Like the list of tours he played on, I want to say at least a dozen long.
Well, yeah. didn't he literally just play one bad hole on that Sunday?
Yeah, he had a double on one of the holes on the front. I can't remember which one, but yeah, he had a double, but he came back to keep it even, where Rory actually went 2 under for the day, and Cantlay went 4 under for the final day.
Right.
So they all finished in the top five.
And then everybody else did everything they could not to win the tournament.
Yeah, like Jordan Spieth.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. They did everything they could not to win that tournament.
And I want to say Scheffler was, I think he was outside of the top 10. No, he was tied fourth. Tied fourth. So he had a pretty good week too.
Yeah. Well, he's been having some really good weeks.
Yeah. And that segue right into the players then.
Right.
So the players, which this was really never in doubt, like the entire tournament.
No.
Scottie Scheffler finished at 17 under at Sawgrass. Jesus. And I watched his entire last round, and there was holes where other guys were hitting irons off the tee. He grabbed the driver and just bombed it out there 330 into one spot. It was 18 yards wide with water and bunker, and he put it in the only spot he could, 330 Jesus. Yards away. That's he did impressive. That all day. He didn't care. He
That's why he's number driver. One. That's why he's like, number one.
And he is back to number one.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I'm going to say that I kind of gave Rom the kiss of death. I was talking about how good he was after the first round. I'm like, oh, this guy is
dude. Oh my God. He is like tanked. And then
he hasn't broke 75 since. And then because he bowed out of the players.
Yeah.
I was like, man, you were talking about that, the kiss of death.
I had him on my DraftKings this past weekend.
How'd that work out for him?
He just went home.
Yeah, he went home.
I had Scheffler.
They said it was the flu, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I had Scheffler who won, Brendan Todd who was tied for 27th, and then I had Rahm who withdrew, and then Horschel, Kitayama, and Bramley who missed the cut. So nice. It was
solid.
It was rough.
Solid effort.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of, okay, so the final day. Let's see. Scheffler went 3 under on the last round. He started out the back nine, birdie, 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 and then had a bogey on 14 and then parred his way in. The par on 18 was amazing because that was the only time he didn't hit driver, and he put it off into the trees on the right because water's all along the left.
Right.
And missed the green. Basically had I think it was 15, 20 feet to save par. Never a doubt. It never left the center of the cup. And just drained it for a par, like, hey, and he still had a couple shot cushion, but Tyrrell Hatton on the back nine at Sawgrass on a Sunday, he shot a 29.
Dude. Yeah.
Damn.
29. So 65 on the day. He was even on the front, but that's just amazing to me. 7 under on the back nine at Sawgrass.
Wow.
I saw something that he, before he made the turn, he would only made like 143,000 if he stayed in his position. But since he shot the 29, he made what, over 2 million or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I don't have his number. Scheffler made $4.5 million for it. So I'm assuming, he's got to be in the 3 million range.
I was going to say it was like 3.2, I think. I can't remember. But yeah, it was an astronomical amount or a jump.
Just unbelievable to watch him because you know how fiery that dude is.
Oh yeah,
it was crazy. Hovland was 4 under, Let's see here. Matsuyama was 4 under. Ricky Fowler, 7 under for the tournament, 1 under on the final round. So he finished tied 13.
I was going to say he's inside the top 20 this week.
Yeah, that's great for him. Like he's been really putting it together this season.
Yeah, that's good.
And then you guys know where we got this next week?
What is this week?
It's the Valspar.
Okay.
And
is anybody playing in it?
yeah, I think Spieth and
Thomas.
JT are playing in it, right?
Yeah, that's about it. There's not a whole lot, it didn't look like.
Well, then the defending champ. I think he's a 2-time defending champ, isn't he? Burns?
Oh, yeah.
And I swear to God.
I'd forgotten all about that guy.
I every time I see him, I think he looks exactly like Ben Hutton.
He does a little bit.
That's funny. He does a little bit. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
That's funny you should say that.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not to anybody, but
we'll take it as
Ben.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, so predictions. I'm going to say that Spieth kind of breaks through on this one.
Yeah, either him or JT, if they're the only two big studs in there, it's got to be one of those two guys.
So, yeah, I just don't see Burns holding it together again, but, you know.
I'll take it.
There's certain horses for certain courses, but.
Right. Well, and Spieth's got to learn how to putt again. His putting is just horseshit.
Yeah, if I was him, I would rather be, I don't know, 20-yard chip out of the rough than.
Yeah, I mean, he just needs to quit.
He's got a better chance of making that.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, I think I even said it on the Sunday of the Arnold Palmer. I was like, he just needs to quit putting, just leave it short and chip in.
On purpose.
You did. So. Yeah. I was going to say, I remember you saying that.
Yeah. I mean, he just keeps leaving it short. It's just awful. I mean, it doesn't even look good. I mean, it looks like what I used to do.
Unfortunately, his chips do not look anything like what I used to do.
Or still do?
I am way better. Chris, where am I at on my chipping?
No, seriously, he doesn't pull the putter out like he used to when he was like 20s off. You know, he actually chips the ball and it's gotten way better.
True story. You're in trouble, Harris.
Didn't you have like 3 or 4 chip-ins last year?
Yeah. Yep. One on number 9 at the par 5 on Duck Creek.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's
no big deal.
I tell you what, bogey chip ins help out the scorecard at the end of the round.
Whoa, that would no. I'll take that back right now. Damn it!
I walked 12 holes last week.
You what?
I went out to bunker and walked 12 holes last Monday.
Did you really?
Nice.
I did. Quite a bit.
I hit them quite a bit. All right. I like it.
So in other words, like my rounds. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually saw that they're going to be open, right? For walking only until the end of the month.
Bunker?
Yeah.
Now that they had carts.
Did they have carts out? Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to walk. So I was like, let's try it out. Nice. I got to after 12, it was like, I can either stop now or play 6 more holes and finish out. And I was like, what do you know? Yeah, I'm right next.
You got
to
walk that big outside loop on the back.
Yeah, let's just finish it out here. Nice. I think I was 7 over through 12.
Okay.
I was tired, but the driver was good. I couldn't make a putt. Let's see. I had.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
I only had 2 1 putts.
Yeah, so you missed those greens and Chip had good short game?
Yeah, I had no birdies. I had a 3, it was probably 5-foot birdie putt on 9 in front of everybody, and I jagged it, of course. So.
Of course. Were they loud about it, too?
No, I waited until they teed off on 1 and kind of were already going down the fairway before I putted. Nice. I looked around a couple different ways, made it seem like I was looking for a ball mark. Just
yeah, you're doing the whole, okay, all right, what do I got here?
Yeah. See if this was this way.
Yeah. All right, you never check it on 4 angles ever, and there you are.
Never. Yep.
Hey, so we haven't checked the updates in the last 20 minutes, but do you guys think Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer?
Yes. They said he sent a list of free agents that the Jets should get.
And they were been looking at all.
They weren't even a list of free. It was a list of demands.
Yeah.
But out of all those demands, Beckham, OBJ is probably the best one. He's coming off fucking injury. Well, Lazard,
oh, yeah.
I guess.
Well, yeah, Lazard, but what is he going to be on a good team? Like, I mean, on the Bears, he's probably the two.
He might be the one. But on the Jets, he'll be like the two or three. And then.
And they were talking about Cobb, and then that he had to, is Hackett already there as like the QB coach or something?
He's the offensive coordinator.
Is he the full-fledged offensive coordinator? So they fired the offensive coordinator just to bring him on? Or that guy got a job somewhere?
I think they did that last year, didn't they?
I don't – well, after – because I thought Hackett just get let go from the Broncos this offseason? Right. Yeah.
And they hired him as the OC.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're Zach, what are you thinking in New York with all this going on?
Stay.
Well, he doesn't have a choice. He's locked in his rookie deal.
Yeah, and
rookie
and
deal
for two more years.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
And he really how much did he actually play last year?
Not much. That his backup played more, and his backup signed a decent deal with Miami.
Yeah, he's back up in Miami now.
Has he got so Flacco? He played still, right? Is Flacco still around? He played last year on the Jets.
They might have committed him to the home.
But now, right?
Flacco started the first game of the year, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
I think he did too.
Did I see Garoppolo went to the Raiders?
Yeah, Garoppolo to the Raiders. Yeah. Carr is a Saint.
Yeah, well.
And who signed with the they've got three quarterbacks now in San Francisco, and I'm not sure that they have any.
Darnold.
Sam Darnold
there, right?
Yeah.
So you've got two number three overall picks on your roster, and they're probably the two and three quarterback on your roster when Purdy comes back, who was Mr. Irrelevant.
Right.
Yep.
So just the money between the two other guys, the third round picks, if you're Brock Purdy, you're probably league minimum, right?
I would assume, yes.
Some kind of incentives for play time or some yards reached or touchdowns or whatever it is, snaps taken. But there's no way he's getting anywhere near the deal that Trey Lance is on to just do nothing.
And he can't renegotiate anything right now, can he?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
So and being that late, though, he might be able to after 3 years probably. But it's going to be fascinating to watch what the 49ers do.
Right.
Because they've got to go with Trey Lance, right?
You would assume.
Purdy's not going to be ready. Last week.
His surgery, yeah.
And they're saying that he might not be available until October. What do you do?
Yeah.
You got to go with Trey Lance to see what you're going
to have to go with Trey Lance.
First round picks for that dude. They're going to start the season with him.
Yeah. They're going to have to. Yeah.
And then,
oh, well.
And who do you guys know the details of the Bears trade?
Yeah.
Lay on me.
I think. Well, they got DJ Moore.
Stud.
A first.
Traded first this year. Yep.
Yeah, the first this year. They got DJ Moore. The first this year. A second. That's all I remember.
Yeah, well, and a first and second next year.
No, yeah. There you go.
They're still going to be garbage.
And it's actually, like, I think it's the 61st pick, which they got in a trade from some, they had it somewhere else.
Right.
But still, so that means that the Panthers are in the market for a quarterback, right? Assumedly.
Right.
Or presumed.
Yes.
So who is it?
Yes.
Sounds like Richard
Stroud.
You're saying Stroud. What'd you say, Jacob?
Richardson.
Dude, somebody is going to take him in the top 15, and they're going to move him to tight end by year two.
I don't know.
He's not an NFL quarterback. He was garbage at Florida.
Yeah, that's – have you seen the memes with that? Yeah, like, they're talking about how he moved up to a top 10, and guys, Florida fans are like, did you watch any games?
How can that guy
be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
They're basing all of this on one play he had against a garbage team where he like spun and then completed a touchdown pass.
He's what, 6'4", 245, jumped out of the building, ran 4.3 something.
Yeah.
Like he's just super athlete. You can't deny that.
No, but ask like Cam Newton what he's doing now.
Cam Newton was also league MVP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
And he won a national title at Auburn.
Lost he got the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he got paid by four or five different colleges before you really could. I mean, it was like a whole thing, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
No, I think CJ Stroud's number one. I think he's the best quarterback in the draft, but
the size combo thing with Stroud compared to the Alabama quarterback, Young, I just don't know. They said he weighed in over 200 pounds, though.
Yeah, they said he was 6 foot. There is no fucking way.
Yeah, no, at the combine, he was 5'10 and some change.
Oh.
So, Jacob, is that the same height as Kyler Murray?
Give or take. I was actually just getting ready to look it up. His
on the field, Kyler Murray looks so much shorter than that. But, you know, all those dudes are just
massive. Right.
Yeah, they're ginormous.
Right.
But, hey, well, while Jacob's looking that up, I saw something the other day. This is about Tiger Woods, right?
He
split up with his girlfriend. It was actually back in October, I guess, that they split up. But she's alleging that he told her they were going on vacation, pack your bags, they go to the airport, he deuces out, leaves her there, and then locks her out of the house.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
I guess there's an
NDA. That's a Tiger move.
If he says that's not true, right? He said, I think the number amount is 40 grand and put her up at a luxury hotel, right? But they have an NDA. Like, he had her sign a non-disclosure agreement when they started dating, which was years ago, before the accident.
Right.
Even.
Right.
So she's trying to get that quashed, I imagine, so she can sell whatever stores. Right.
Right.
Well, have you guys heard any of the rumors about this?
There's allegations of either sexual harassment or a sexual assault. There's allegations that he may have been cheating on her, which, given his track record, I don't know if that's a stretch. And what was she? She was just a personal trainer, wasn't she?
I can't remember if that or if she was seriously
she worked at one of his restaurants or something.
Yeah, I was going to say a hostess or barista or something. Like, she was probably a hostess at one of his joints.
Yeah.
So before I go any further with that, they've already got odds for who's Tiger Woods' next girlfriend that you can bet.
Oh, do you see that?
Yeah. So I'm going to go through these odds. Yep. The leader in the clubhouse right now at plus 2,500 is Giselle, who, you know, the former
Giselle Bündchen.
Yeah, Giselle Bündchen.
Brady. So
I'm not buying that one.
No, I'm not either.
So the next one I thought was the next two actually are pretty funny to me. The next one at plus 3,500 is Kim Kardashian.
Ew.
Oh, right?
No. He's got to do better than that. God, who hasn't hit that shit?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about, Giselle. Yeah. So the next one at plus 15,000.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift.
Amber Heard.
No. Oh,
fuck all that.
God, fuck all that. Jesus. She's nuttier than
the Cleveland Steamer herself.
Oh, yeah.
Amber Heard.
The Cleveland Steamer. Hey, what? I think there's a better chance of him banging Brooks Koepka's wife than he is anybody else.
There you go.
And if there was some screen time in it, I'm sure she'd be down. At plus 25,000, and according to the threads that I've been reading, this was much more likely. Paige Sporanek.
You don't know who Paige Sporanek is?
Maybe if I saw a picture.
Hey, yeah.
No, you are you
going to put that in your Google search engine?
Are you kidding me?
On a non-government. Yeah, you need
to cut him off this podcast.
Yeah, right. You're muted until we find. So you see.
Yeah, you see what you're talking about. Come on, she's all over Twitter, Instagram.
Okay, so
over my computer.
I was like, yeah. I'm surprised there's not a poster up behind
me. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
So. This leads
me to know who that is.
Yeah,
I bet Jesus, come on.
I do now.
She's firmly placed in the spank bank. I know. I knew right who she
was. That's exactly it. He's got a poster in the bathroom of her.
I do not.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Mason and Carter stole it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They know what's up.
Yeah, we hope. So,
I saw that, and I kind of was going through some of the comments below.
Mm-hmm.
And one comment in particular, well, there was actually several of these, but this one in particular really set it off with one of the other rumors that I'd heard over the last couple of weeks. And I am assuming it's this girl putting all this out there, but you have to say, hey, this rumor, it's out there. We're going to talk about it. And this comment was put in underneath the Paige Sporanic one. He said, come on, give him a beer, car keys, and have it be Henry Ruggs, please.
Oh.
So that leads me to the rumors. And have you guys not heard this, that they're saying that Tiger's more of a, I'll just say it, maybe a trisexual. He'll try whatever.
And nothing would go, nothing in this day and age, Bill, there's nothing would surprise me.
No, whatever floats your boat, man.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me, not in the least. But I think it's very, the timing of this is kind of odd.
Yeah.
Right? Like, do you guys think she's putting out a story? Do you think there's anything behind it?
You know what? It's hard to say just because, I mean, you think about it. When people become famous, I mean, I don't care what arena you're in. There's some kinks out there that these people have that none of us understand. You know, I mean, you can go back in time and look at some of these famous, hell, they were just a thing on TikTok the other day talking about Mick Jagger and David Bowie. Being found in bed together.
Yep.
You know, and things like that. So if that's what he's into, great. I mean, that's on him, you know, whatever. It's, you know, nothing would surprise me. And I just, nothing would surprise me.
No comment from the other two?
No, you do what you want to do, man.
Yeah, it's
whatever again, floats your boat. I don't give a shit.
So, and with that, there's a season two of Full Swing coming.
Oh yeah,
FYI.
Oh, you know who they're gonna go. You know who they're gonna follow first, right?
They should follow us.
Yeah, they should follow us. But it's one of Bill's favorites because he mutilates his name every time we talk about him.
But oh, yeah.
Max Homa.
They were already starting Maximus to follow Homa. Maxima Homa. You got it.
I did.
You got it.
I've been working on it.
Yeah, that's good. So, but yeah, he's one.
He sits in his office at work and just Max Homa. Max Homa.
Max Homa. 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 Yeah. But yeah, they showed the cameras already following. Yeah, they've already showed the cameras following him around.
So, do you know if they're doing any on the? Oh, you know, they're probably doing Cameron Smith, right?
Oh, they'll do either him or they'll do Reed, just because people would be pissed about it.
Oh, Reed, are you kidding me?
No, I mean, you cannot not do that.
Right.
I mean, that guy is one of the biggest irritants in golf, and they may even do something on Greg Norman. Who knows? You know, I mean, if they're going to go for the full bore here and go for the ratings, then you're definitely going to want to get some of these live guys in there. And who else do you hate the most but Greg Norman and Patrick Reed?
Oh, 100%. Patrick Reed is the villain all the way out.
Yeah.
So now here, I was reading something about this the other day. So the guys that this is their second year on the LIV Tour.
Yeah.
Right? Their contracts were for 2 years.
Right.
So that 120, let's just say it's DJ. Like, and I'm not sure where his number is. I believe it was north of 100 million.
Right.
Right. So
it was above 100.
Yeah. I was thinking like 120, but I can't remember. So let's say he gets his 100 million, 120 million, whatever it is. He played last year. He's going to play this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then what?
He's right. Coming back. They're all
he's coming back.
Back.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they don't start getting the TV ratings that they need to have, there's no way that thing can survive.
Because what do they do then? So you take all your big guys that you're paying all this crazy amount to the tune of probably $500 million between all of the big guys, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and those guys for that 2 years, are you going to literally go do another 2 years with them and sign that much money again when you have no return? Could you be $1 billion into it? No, zero return on it. And that's just for the players. That's not everything else you're doing.
Right.
Well, and I mean, and if they continue on, then they're just being assholes. All right. That's them trying to get at the PGA Tour.
I think
that's
already been decided. I don't think anything they could do on this now going this now far just being forward, they could not be assholes.
Yeah. Right.
So if you, so Fitzpatrick had a comment about it. So who's the defending, U.S. Open champ?
U.S. Open champ.
Yep.
So he said, yeah, no, they're banned for life. They shouldn't be able to come back.
Right.
Is that where you're at, Chris? Banned for life?
Well, I mean, I think you and I think you'd made a comment to me a couple weeks ago about this and said, well, if they, I think it was something to the tune of, they do come back, they should have to qualify all over again.
Yes, and that's
make
where
I'm at. Make them run through, make them jump through the hoops.
I'm not saying that anybody should be banned. And if you're a Masters champ, I don't care what your status is. You should be able to go play that event.
Right.
Whatever the stipulations were, and I'm not sure if the U.S. Open is still this way, but if you won a U.S. Open, you had a 10-year exempt.
Right.
In that U.S. Open. But I also can't remember if it was a 5-year exempt on tour. So if one of those guys has still exemption status, I think that should be honored.
Yes.
But
I agree.
If you don't, no, it's back to Q school, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Start with Patrick Reed.
Yeah. So Patrick Reed, he could play in the Masters. Mm-hmm. And then whatever the Masters, which I think his is long enough ago that I don't think he can get in any of the other majors off of that.
Right.
But no, I think it's all the way back to the start, fellas.
Yeah.
Do your regional and then the Q school.
This actually just popped in my head. So do you think this happened just so like the PGA would change, because they're obviously changing a bunch of their shit now?
Well, the difference in what they're changing though is those guys earned those points to be in that non-cut event.
Right.
You had to earn so many points to get there. And I can't remember if it's the top 60 or 65 or whatever's in that. But those guys had to work their ass off or be multiple winners to get those points.
Right.
Unlike some of the slapdicks on LIV, they're just there. They're already getting paid no matter what.
Yeah. Which I get, but now the PGA is kind of doing some stuff that the LIV's already doing. No cuts.
I said, those events, the elevated events that you're talking about, those guys earn those spots in there by their play.
Right. Oh, I got you. I got you.
And points. So that's the difference. And again, it's a subtle difference, but it is a difference.
Well, right. And let's face it, when this thing started, I mean, the face of all this, of course, is two bitter people. All right. Let's start with Greg Norman. He's bitter. All right. The guy choked away a couple of Masters and the guy never got the accolades that he thought he should have gotten, you know. And then you got Phil. All right. Phil was already in trouble because we know he's got a really bad gambling habit. And we know that he is, you know, I don't understand, after winning a PGA championship at what, 46?
No, right? He was 46? I thought he was older than that.
Yeah. So, I mean, so he wins a PGA championship late in his career. And he probably could have, you know, basically been the walk of fame in PGA terms. Mm-hmm. But his bitterness towards the tour leads him to LIV. You know, so I don't.
Is it the bitterness or the actual cash flow situation?
Well, I look at like somebody like DJ.
Right.
I mean, I look at like DJ Reed and all these guys. I mean, let's face it. Some of those guys were starting to struggle already, you know, but they don't work as hard as some of these other guys do. I mean, we know DJ is not exactly workout material. I mean, he'll go work out in the gym, but does he really work on his game?
Yeah, well, he's just a natural athlete, and I think that's what he's going to show through.
Yeah, and Brooks is the same way. I mean, and even then, when you saw him on that show, you can see that lost look in his eyes, like, how in the hell am I supposed to get back to what I was supposed to be?
And if you saw his comments about that, where he was, you know, he's like, hey, it was kind of taken out of context, you know, I'm working hard and da-da-da and all this stuff. And that's actually one of them that I think he was looking at, hey, I've probably got a year and a half of rehab to do before I'm going to be consistent on tour.
Right.
With his injuries and surgeries. Why not go cash $100 million over the next 2 years as I rehab it, and I don't have to be out on the course as long. You know, it's a shotgun event. It's abbreviated. I know my schedule throughout the day. What up, dude?
What up?
Is that your fresh Bush Light there?
He's got to bring me beer.
Nice.
Go back upstairs. That. Take care of your dog.
Kevin.
Oh, dude.
How'd that drive go?
I went by myself. It was good.
Oh, I thought you were going with your father-in-law.
Oh, hell no.
No, but we had lunch with him today.
We walked into Lopi's and he was sitting right at the bar.
Did you bring it up, Bill?
No, he did not.
Damn it.
I introduced myself. How you doing?
No, before we gave Mason's dog, Maggie, who is a black lab, and she's probably 85 pounds, something like that, gave her a treat, and I gave Kevin a little treat. He didn't even chew it. He just swallowed it whole.
Damn.
And Kevin then, weighs how yes. much?
4 pounds.
Jesus.
And he went into his little dog bed next to my chair, took off running because he heard Maggie eating, ran in there, and I think she clubbed the shit out of him.
That's awesome.
Oh, he was.
Oh, no.
I was like, what in the fuck is going on?
That's the best.
Oh, I opened the door was open. I go in there, and Maggie looks up at me, and she's like, oh, shit, I fucked up.
Like, oh, no.
She curled up in a ball, and I shut the door.
I go, you better not hurt Kevin.
I go, you little fucking bitch.
Well, that escalated.
I was mad.
Yeah, Jesus.
I got mad.
The anger. Don't be picking on Kevin.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, don't pick on that little shit.
Dude, you've got to watch himself. Kevin to go F himself, man. You have to.
Seriously.
You have to. It's a good show, man. Hey, so.
Who's everyone got to win the Masters?
Oh, I'm going to pick the same person I did last year.
Scheffler.
Who'd you pick?
Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, he's not going to win it.
Well, I think my second one on that,
after Xander Schauffele,
do a whole show about this, but if we're my top two, gonna be Scheffler, and then I think M is going to be in my top two or three.
All of a sudden, he's kind of picked it up.
Yeah, I thought Matsuyama played pretty well the other day too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see Morikawa do well there. I just don't think he's going to.
I don't know if that course fits his game.
Yeah, I don't think so. What about Xander
Schauffele?
You see. I don't know where he's been finishing this year. I thought you were going to say
he's been kind of hanging around the top 20, Homa. But that's who I was going to go with. Because I was going to go with Homa, then Spieth, of course, and then JT.
It'd be kind of cool to see JT win there.
I would like to see him win there.
For JT to kind of justify all the hype. Mm-hmm. He's got two majors, but they're both PGAs. Right.
Yeah, both PGA.
And I'm not going to say that's not a big deal or anything. But yeah, it's just different. Isn't that where Phil got his breakthrough too? Was a PGA?
Yeah, and that's where he got it at 46.
Yeah.
Again, stepchild of majors.
Oh, I'd hate to reverse it, but wanted to point out that Cameron Smith, who was the defending Players Champion. Mm-hmm. Didn't get a play because of the whole live thing.
Right. And they said he was hanging around at a course nearby.
Yeah, he said he was going to make an appearance.
Yeah.
He talked about being in the crowd, walking around and shit.
I actually, I want to see him back on tour now just because of some of the comments he's made while on the live tour. And it's mostly directed at Rory.
Right.
Like, I think it's going to be a crazy interesting, either they come back in or they'll have to see him like President's Cup. You would think he would get selected, right?
You think
no matter what?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the Ryder Cup. They're not.
No, I haven't heard anything about the President's Cup.
Yeah. It's going to be weird.
Yeah. I haven't either.
I got Tiger. Winning
we all the froze.
Masters, you got Tiger winning the Masters.
I got Tiger.
Ooh.
I like that.
I got money on it too.
Do you
I
really?
Got, right now I got Homa for the US Open. I'm still calling it.
Oh, yeah, that's at L.A. Country Club?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I would have to. He's if he doesn't finish top five, I think it's going to be a disappointment for him.
Right.
Yeah. He took the loss a couple of weeks ago pretty hard. He likes playing there, and he wanted to finish in front of his family. So
at Riviera?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's – I think – is that where he made his pro debut too? Because I know Tiger did his pro debut there.
I think that's where he – I think you're right.
I'm not sure. I know they did a little snippet on him starting somewhere over there. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I saw an interview with him and, you know, they were talking about, you know, hey, you know, you play golf, do you play any other sports? He's like, no, this is what I was good at. And I can't remember if he played anything else, but they started getting into, you know, the perception of a golfer not being a tough guy. And he was like, oh no, my dad had me boxing, blah, 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 whatever. I feel like I could beat anybody up on tour. I was like, dude, that's bold, bro.
Yeah, that's like, awesome.
A little bit.
He obviously wasn't around. And Chris, you guys might remember Esteban Toledo.
Oh God.
No.
Jacob? No?
No.
So Esteban Toledo was from Mexico, or was he just from the Southwest, Chris?
I think he's from Mexico.
So he was a professional boxer before he went on the PGA Tour. And there was, I think it came down to a playoff in one event, and it was him and Tiger. And they asked Tiger, it's like, hey, you think you could take Esteban? He's like, 100% I could with my 2-iron.
Yeah.
He's, you know, Esteban, like, I never saw any clips of it, but if you have, you know, 15, 16 pro fights in Mexico, I'm just going to go ahead and say you probably throw hands, man.
Yeah, yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of guys on tour that think they can throw hands, but there's no way.
Yeah, probably.
You know, Sabatini, he's always talking shit.
He's got a dumbass hat.
He looks like a chump. Yeah,
he's just a sad little man.
Ian Poulter's a bitch too. I don't like Ian Poulter.
Yeah,
I don't. Oh
yeah, yeah. And that you need to watch the full swing with him because you're not going to like him anymore.
No, he's still a dickhead.
Yeah, his first impression is he's a douchebag. You know, you spend, 45 minutes or whatever that episode is with him. It confirms he's a douchebag.
Yeah, he's a total douchebag. Yeah. I don't even think his kids like him.
No, I think they want him to go.
No, his kids make fun of him all the time.
Yeah, they want him to go on tour. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Keep making the money,
Pops. Yeah, what his one son's like, he's pissed because now he doesn't get to go to the Masters ever. Yeah. You know?
Unless kid's just coming into golf age and stuff, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, speaking of the Masters, I had another question.
Yeah.
If you had to rank the majors, what do you think is your rank your majors like?
Oh, easily. Easily number one is the Masters.
Yeah.
That's what I got. Yeah.
Number two is I'm going to have to go with the Open.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I like, the Masters, the Open, but then the U.S.
Now
Open.
Now, here's my caveat to it. And yeah, then it's U.S. Open.
U.S. Open second.
Yeah.
U.S. Open for me, and I think I've told at least Chris this, if it's at a regular tour stop, I don't enjoy the US Open.
No, it's not nearly as fun.
Because you get to see that course already. When the US Open, was it Pebble Beach? Great US Open site.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. We already saw that.
Yeah.
When it was at Bethpage Black.
I was just going to say.
That was great because we'd never seen it before.
Right, exactly.
And even the one that I was physically at, you know, I like it when it's at Torrey Pines because that's where I was at, right? I got to see it firsthand.
Right.
Still not the same to me.
No.
So that's the only thing. And with that said, if you're watching DP Tour, the European Tour, you're going to see those venues all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't watch that often. So when I do watch it, I love the history of it, but it's also courses and styles that we just don't play here. And I think that's why
I like the Open as well, is because it's a totally different style of golf.
And Chris, who was the commentator forever doing that? Like McAllister?
Peter Allis.
Peter Allis. There it is. When I go in my Wayback Machine and just hear, remember watching golf and hearing that voice, I'm like, no, that's crazy cool.
Well, and remember the guy that used to announce him, you know, on the tee box?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's all of that. You know, but it's such a different style of play. I mean, you can't be you can't be like what they do in other places where you're just flying the ball to the hole and hope it stops.
Yeah,
I mean, you've got to think. Totally different. Yeah, you got to think this thing through. You got wind, you got rain.
The tide comes in and changes the entire golf course.
Yeah, it could be totally different from your start times. There are crazy important.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how many
especially the first 2 days.
Right.
Tiger says it all the time where if you just get the wrong,
it's over.
You know, the wrong pairing where you're, afternoon, morning or something.
Especially St. Andrews.
Well, right. Didn't that happen a couple of years ago where literally whoever had the morning times the first day got ripped by weather, and then they had the afternoon times the next day and got ripped by the weather and basically eliminated half that field. I think only maybe like a handful of guys made it through from that group, but the rest of it was the people that had the opposite of all of that.
And hey, Jake, that's the thing about Liv, where that sucks if that happens. I chalk it up to just part of the game, but Liv is nice with the shotgun where it's
equal. Everybody's playing the same thing at the same time.
Right.
I like with the weather, though. You never know what's going to happen. You got to go out there and play. And
there's a reason. It's the luck of the draw, man. That's what it, right. That's what it is, the luck of the draw. And then if you're good enough on the weekends, well, your time's later, right? So you want to be playing late because that means you're high up on the leaderboard. You've increased your chance of weather, though.
Right.
So piggybacking on what you were asking, Jacob. So I actually would rate the Ryder Cup ahead of the PGA. And I think I would put the Players ahead of the PGA, except for the fact of it being a major.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. PGA gets a good, they get a pretty good field there. I put the Ryder Cup over everything.
Yeah.
I would take a Ryder Cup win over a major personally.
Mm-hmm.
The Ryder Cup is huge because it's not just for you, it's for the team, for the country.
Well,
if you got the right team, you know, they had a couple years where they getting mashed where it was like, now they're coming back to where it's like, I think we might have a couple years here. We got some young stallions on the squad.
Yeah, we do. And if they could line up right, I actually think the President's Cup is going to be stronger than the European team.
Yeah, and they just, all them young cats, they like playing that Ryder Cup, you know, the match play style. They all played together growing up and everything. And I think we're gonna be pretty dominant for a while. I think it's
gonna be fun to watch for sure. Like this,
well, especially and Tiger it's, being a captain here and there again.
Yeah.
If anytime he's a captain, they're gonna play extra hard. You know, just one of those.
Right. Well, and the fact that Patrick Reed doesn't get to play anymore makes me even happier.
You know what?
He's Captain America.
No,
give a shit who he is.
He's Captain fucking Slap.
Seriously, I can't believe he hasn't been caught cheating in the Ryder Cup.
Easy.
Has he not? Because I actually kind of think he has before.
Has he?
I don't know. It's so many, you know, different occasions.
Him and Rory had a nice battle a couple years ago.
He got called out by his team in college about cheating.
Yeah.
His team called him out.
Yeah.
And I can't remember where he played. Chris, do you remember Georgia or Georgia Tech?
Georgia, and then he transferred because they couldn't stay with Georgia because they were riding his ass.
Yeah, the ones that called him out for cheating, right?
Yep.
So speaking of colleges, let's transition into, we're March Madness, right? We got to get our brackets in the next couple of days.
Yep.
I already got mine done.
Well, Jacob, are you going to send us some kind of link for ESPN or something? We'll put the bracket together.
Yeah, I can. Yeah,
do that.
It already started.
Well, they don't factor the play-ins, in the play-in games. Yeah, they don't factor in the play-in games.
So, we have until Thursday, right?
Thursday.
So, I'll put that together. But
Thursday, 11:15.
I don't know if you guys want to spoil it now or we wait till next week's. We tell who we wanted to win, who we thought was going to win, how our brackets are looking.
Well, why wouldn't we not do it now before the tournament?
All right. Sounds good. You guys got anything else?
All right. So what was I going to say? Oh, so this weekend. All right. So my son, you know, I wanted him to be an athlete and that wasn't going to happen because he has his mother's feet. So he got into the arts, obviously. And so he produced
I wanted my daughters to be sons, but
yeah, yeah, exactly. So he got into, you know, he can sing, he can act, he can do all these things. So he was directing a play this last weekend and I got the shocker of all time. Okay. His wife was in this play and his wife's in this play and there's a scene in there and all of a sudden she moons the crowd. My daughter-in-law moons the crowd. Okay,
I almost spit up my beer.
All right, well, I almost choked to death in the audience.
Oh.
All right, and then soon thereafter, they had the intermission, and my son's standing off to the side talking to the music director, and I come over and I go, "Hey, do you think you could have warned me, jackass? I said, that's not every day that I want to come and see your production and then see your wife's ass at the same time. I'm forever scarred. I am forever scarred.
I don't know where to go with this. Wow. Chris.
There is nowhere to go, either. Bill. There is nowhere to go with this. Okay. Oh. I have to live with it. I just, you but I what? Had to get it. I had to get it out of my system.
You should have stood up, turned around, drop trowel, and
right back at you.
Right back. Right back with the full moon and the tea bag hanging. You should have just gone with it, man.
You know what's really going to suck?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you see her now, that's the first thing you're going to think about.
Yeah, I know. It's just, God,
you've been working out.
Oh, God.
That's awesome. You've been working out. So, hey, has anybody been watching this playing game?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking to you.
All right. Well, I'm sitting here watching as we're talking, and I'm sorry, but Southeast Missouri State is a pack of thugs. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Holy easy.
They are a pack. I mean, seriously, they have hacked their way through this game already. I don't know how many damn fouls they have, but it's a ton in the first half.
I'll let you know here in a second.
Yes.
Who is the, sure, is, when you said that, all I was thinking is that Imus just said something about the.
Oh, no, nappy headed hose is what he called them.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have 13 fouls in the first half.
Yeah. This is thuggery. I mean, they've got, they but the funny thing is they've got a kid who can shoot lights out and he looks like he's 12 years old.
Nice.
I mean, he's just a skinny white kid.
And you know, that's a product of the guy from Golden State.
Steph Curry.
Yeah. Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Right. Like there's going to be kids that can drain threes all day, every day now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I got two of them upstairs that shoot
right on.
Yeah. Oh, yep. And then
you ride that right into retirement, sir.
Yeah. And how about locally with Moline winning a state champion?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Not a Chicago, that's not a Chicago team.
That's watched crazy. It.
Oh, no, okay.
They played. That team was solid. Two kids going to Iowa.
Yeah.
Well, they got two kids going to Iowa from Moline?
Yeah.
Yeah, two of them.
I didn't know that.
The point guard and the center.
The big guy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And he's got a brother who I think is a sophomore or junior. Freeman does, and he's going to have a growth spurt here pretty soon. And then there's that Taylor kid who is just, I mean, he's tough.
Yeah. You know,
Trey Taylor.
Well, speaking of brothers, McCaffrey's have a third son who's a junior in high school now. He's already 6'8".
Oh, God.
And he's the best one out of all three.
Who cares, no way.
About Iowa? Why'd we switch over to Iowa Moline talk? We don't let's
hey.
So you don't have
Iowa better than Illinois
going to the final
better four. Than Illinois.
God.
Jacob, you don't have Iowa going to the final four in your bracket yet?
Hell no.
I got them losing in the first round.
Oh, dude, I do too.
That's possible.
I do too. I hate to say it.
It's an 8-9 matchup, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Those never favor Iowa.
You guys need to, you guys really do need to beat me on this because I have no clue.
And Carter doesn't either, but he picked out a bracket.
No.
So I'm going to compare your bracket to his.
All right. If Jacob will send those to him, to us, send us a thing, we'll get ours printed out and then we'll put them side by side and we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Okay.
Winner buys what?
What are we doing here? I say loser. Oh.
Loser what?
Let's do it for something with golf. Next time we golf, loser has to do something.
Like what?
I tell you what, if I lose, I'll buy Jacob and Travis a walking round. But they have to
fucking
walk.
Fuck off.
They have to walk. Yeah, no, they have to walk. You lazy asses.
Hard pass, sir.
All right. If Hard I pass. Lose,
mm-hmm.
all four of us will play Deer Run on me.
Oh,
right. Okay. Hey,
wow. Shit.
No, I can't bet that because my ass will fucking lose.
If Travis loses, he pays for all of us to play Fire Lake.
That's like a kick in the nuts. Yeah. That's a kick in the nuts.
And he actually was commenting on that today. I will not give dude.
Oh my god.
He's literally selling his personal clothes.
He's selling his own personal clothes and clubs
online right now.
And you have online, and you have to Venmo him.
Wait. What do you mean? What do you mean personal clubs? Explain this to me.
No, clothes.
Oh, clothes. All right, but that's what I'm saying.
Hey, I barely wore these shirts.
Yeah, this club was hit one time. Yes,
Jacob.
Get the fuck out of here! It's on his head.
I swear to God, get the fuck out of here!
I swear to God.
All right, I'm confused. He's selling clubs, like as in still with Callaway, or he's built his own?
No, like yeah,
no, with Callaway,
random,
like a used,
okay. Random club.
Okay,
like oh, a used. So,
but what I find funny is the hey, these are my shorts. I've only worn them a few times. You want to buy them?
Wait a minute. He's not doing this. He's doing this just to raise funds.
Yes, sir.
So his broken ass is that in trouble?
I don't know, man.
The dude selling his drawers?
I think it's just money, man. Hey, I'm a baller dude, from Chicago.
That's so bad.
I don't know.
These socks almost match. You want them?
Oh, no. Well, Jacob will line up if his wife starts selling her stuff.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, let me know. So let me know when his panties are on sale.
I'll take a couple bras.
My Venmo, they better be hand delivered.
Dude, I would pay somebody money to direct message him that shit and say, well, I don't want your clothes, but hey, what about your wife?
Oh my God. How much are you paying? Yeah. How much are you paying?
On that note, we're wrapping it up. All right. You guys later.
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 We're